Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Are your 2018-2019 NBA champs. They took game number 6 over the Golden State Warriors to win the series 4-2. Final for that game was 114-110. Kawhi Leonard is your NBA Finals most valuable player. Klay Thompson left this contest with a left knee injury for the Golden State Warriors. No word yet as to the extent of that injury, but he did leave on crutches with the knee iced. In baseball, Angels manager Brad Ausmus said Justin Upton could return for next week's series in Toronto. He's been out with a toe injury since the start of the season. For the Yankees, manager Aaron Boone said Giancarlo Stanton could be activated as early as Tuesday, and Aaron Judge could begin a minor league rehab assignment with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre this weekend. I'm Dan Straffer, and this has been your Fantasy Sports Radio Network news update.
Stay tuned to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for more updates at the top of every hour.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
We've been growing and trying to prove to the world that there's a meaning to having an NBA team, one NBA team outside the U.S. And all these guys, these players, they've been unbelievable to our coaches, to our ownership, and much respect to the Golden State Warriors and to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. We love you as NBA players, but we wanted to win in Toronto, and we have won in Toronto. Yeah!
Awesome stuff. And then just about 5 minutes later, a news breaks that the Washington Wizards are preparing to offer a life-changing offer. I mean, life-changing and unprecedented offer to Masai Ujiri that could somewhere approach, guys, more money than we've ever seen any general manager in the NBA make. Talk about breaking records. Also the opportunity not only to make tens of millions of dollars, but they're willing to give him a part of the team. And that's the real backbreaker right there, isn't it? The Washington Wizards, 10 Leonis, who he is expected to, and amazing to me, I mean, it's breaking on my phone as I'm watching him make that speech there last night. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Like, they didn't even wait.
Body's not cold yet, right?
They went immediately. It was broke that it was expected. The ownership is expected to reach out to Toronto. They will be requesting a formal permission to meet with Ujiri. And they said staggering. The word, the adjectives used to describe what they are willing to do. It's not like a reporter would make those adjectives up. It must have been conveyed to the reporter that, guys, we are talking groundbreaking, unprecedented stuff. And isn't that really the ultimate thing? Like, if you're a GM, knowing that you've got ownership stake in a team, that is different.
And
that is totally different in a professional league for a GM on any level to be like, you come here, not only will we pay you $10, $15 million a year, yeah, we're going to give you part of the team. That is life-changing kind of stuff, guys. And it really is also a game changer in the upper management world of the NBA, where ownership would even consider, you know, these billionaire owners consider offering that, where it's, let's face it, it's been a what have you done for me league for a while now. Like, okay, it's great. Like, if you go out and you only win, you know, 30 games the next 2 years, all of this goodwill out the window. Gives a crap. We got to go out and find somebody else. I mean, that's the reality of the world. Can't do that if you got a stake of the team. And I just couldn't believe, man, that we're talking 10 minutes after that speech is done. Breaking news. The Wizards are coming after your guy. And can I tell you, I don't so much mind it. I kind of I appreciate it. I wonder, though, if that story breaks if Golden State wins. I won.
Probably not. No, it wouldn't break until the end of the finals, one way or the other. It wouldn't break until the end of the finals,
one way or
the other.
Even if they lost, you think that's a you think that breaks? Really, you do? Okay.
I do. I do, because, you know, it's going to come out eventually. Like, you know, the off season officially has started. You know, the draft is next Thursday. You know, like it starts right away.
By the way, it's the same owner that has the Capitals, I believe. The Wizards guy owns the Capitals too, as well. So and like an entertain. So this guy's got stake. I think he's got stake in an EPL team. He's got, you know, there's more money here than people will ever be able to tell you.
And this is the thing, I think, when you talked about, like, new for upper management, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, now when we have things like luxury tax and salary cap for players, teams are doing more and more things to try to figure out how they can make their team better going around those salary caps, right? And you've seen teams make ridiculous investments in coaches or front office people because that's not counted against the salary cap. Remember I told you the idea that, like, the Clippers were trying to buy Kawhi's logo so they could put that as part of the deal? I think what we are seeing is front offices getting more and more creative about how to offer packages for their players. You know, LeBron moved to LA for the, you know, Showtime Hollywood idea. You know, the idea of giving him part of the team. Tom Brady, the Patriots have a stake in like all his gyms and stuff like that. That's why he could always take team friendly deals, you know? So the idea that front offices, I think, are just getting more and more creative, and I'm okay with that moving forward. But yeah, I do think the Ujiri news would have come out one way or the other. When
you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Last summer, man, was going through a lot. Was going through a lot. And, you know, I had a great support system. I just kept working hard, and had my mind set on this goal right here. I came to a team, a new coach, that mindset was the same as mine, trying to get that Larry O.B. over there. And, you know, this is what I play basketball for. This is what I work out for all summer during the season. And I'm happy that my hard work paid off.
Holy crap. He actually has some feelings there, man. We got a little look inside there. Kawhi Leonard finally being able to exhale, talking about his finals MVP now that it is all over. I think that is the most emotion, Dane, that we have seen from Kawhi Leonard, and I can't remember how long besides
we're here to play the game. We're going to, you know, it's everything. That's just, I'm Kawhi Leonard. You know, I have no idea what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that was actually impressive, man. I was, and well-deserved. Absolutely, MVP should have been him. But he also, of course, does an amazing, you know, Popovich, what an effect he has. Here's Kawhi on free agency. Moments later.
I know you're going to celebrate this, but I know Jurassic Park, 37 million people, the men behind you, you have such an important decision looming.
Wait for
How
it.
How does a championship shape what you have in front of you?
I'm about to enjoy this with my teammates and coaches, and I'll think about that later.
Yes, you should.
There you go. There it is, Kawhi. Thank you. Just when you crack the door open a little bit, Danny just shuts it right on you.
Yeah, I mean, he was happy, but for like 5 minutes. You literally saw him sitting on the damn dais, like, later on, like, just chilling. I was like, are you excited, bro? You know, and by the way, Doris Burke asking Kawhi about free agency, asking Kyle Lowry about DeMar DeRozan, asking Mark Gasol about the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, and then there was also, like, 2 minutes to go through the technical. It felt anticlimactic for the last second, right? There was that penalty or the foul. It was like, it's over, but they couldn't really celebrate. It was a little weird. It was in the road building. It felt a little anticlimactic. It really did.
Right, listen, I like her making her uncomfortable questions. Good for you, Doris. Ask the hard questions, damn it.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
NBA champions, the Toronto Raptors.
36 million Canadians that are cheering for our Raptors, and this trophy is going to stay in Canada for many years to come.
There you go, Larry Tannenbaum, chairman of the board there, Toronto Raptors, accepting the trophy last night to Larry O'Brien from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. And welcome in here, Make It Rain, to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What a party it was, Jurassic, last night, Jurassic Park on full tilt, as an entire city, an entire country is probably still partying this morning, celebrating the Raptors' very first franchise NBA championship. Of course, the first championship in Toronto since the 92-93 Joe Carter Toronto Blue Jays. A lot of reasons to be excited, a lot of question marks as well moving forward with the NBA. Certainly, one of the big questions is the dynasty over. Are the Golden State Warriors finished now? You know, Klay Thompson tearing his ACL. He's going to be out 5 or 6 months now. Confirmed. Durant, we don't know if he's coming back. Boogie. There's a lot of things that we don't know about the Golden State Warriors. However, and we'll discuss this coming up here, bottom of the hour, I don't think the cupboards are as bare as some people are making it out to seem. We'll take a look at what it all means moving forward. But I do want to talk about the U.S. Open, of course. Yesterday gave you a whole bunch of plays and a whole bunch of thoughts on how it was all going to shake out. And how it shook out was Ricky Fowler giving himself an opportunity to close the gap there and win that very first major. That's a nice story. Justin Rose, who has not been in the best of form leading into yesterday. And this is this is why golf is an amazing sport, right? We told you and we have preached that in golf, the most volatile aspect of a game in any round, of course, is putting. Mm-hmm. And putting masks a lot of deficiencies in the rest of your game.
and leads people to think that, wow, this guy must be on fire. Justin Rose hit three fairways yesterday, but he had 22 total putts on the round. 22 putts. That's
so he was just draining 25 footers. What?
That's just exact. There was one putt on almost every green, 18 greens, a little over one putt there. Yeah. It was the most unbelievable round I have ever seen. It was not good. Tee to green, he was pretty much what he has been recently, which was all over the map. However, soft conditions, greens that, by the way, just they were not U.S. Open greens. The rough was, but even the rough, a lot of guys are going, not necessarily what we thought they would be. And there is some concern, Dane, and there is some talk that they might not ratchet it up quite very much like we thought they would due to the fact
USGA is going to, okay.
Yeah, well, you would expect, or at least I would expect to do it, but from what I understand is I told you about the whole Shinnecock debacle where they baked out the greens and guys couldn't even, and
so
they were so
bad.
Yeah, well, apparently heads rolled at the USGA over the after that last year. So they may, just may, the former USGA executive director, Mike Davis, apparently lost his job over it. So they got a new guy in there and probably doesn't want to be public enemy number one. You know what I mean? Right. So keep an eye on that. I do expect them to make it harder than what it was yesterday, because yesterday you shouldn't have a whole bunch of guys, you know, being 5 and 6 under at a U.S. Open. Yeah. It's not the way it's going to happen. So they will have to make it a little bit more difficult. I do think you noticed as well that you have the first half of that golf course, those first 5 or 6 holes, you better get off to a good start, because that's where those holes, you know, that's where the scoring came from. And then the second, the back nine, obviously, is extremely challenging. Weather with all those holes along the water, yeah, when that wind starts to blow, which some of the weather reports say it will have that, certainly, that changes the whole damn golf course. That changes everything when you're out of the water like that. It's a beautiful golf course. It really is. You forget how good-looking that really is, but the weather is going to play a big role in that. Whether or not they crank up the greens on the Stimpnita there and start making them like glass, we'll see. I do expect it to play a little bit more difficult than it did yesterday. But congratulations, Ricky Fowler. Justin Rose, I would not expect another 6 under par from a guy that can't hit the fairways on a U.S. Open, but it is what it is. There are, however, a couple of situations yesterday, Dane, that stuck out. And John Rahm was kind of like that, too, by the way. John Rahm got out, yeah, you know, early on, was all of a sudden, what, 5 under after 6 holes? And you and I were like,
"You started
like, really,
well,
dude? Yeah, like, really?" But then he came back to life in reality. And we never said he was going to – we never said John Rahm was a guy that couldn't play or couldn't score. We were just saying that because it's a U.S. Open, there's going to be an 8 or a triple bogey on his card at some point in the rounds that's going to ultimately probably melt him down and take him out of his game. And ultimately that was going to be the problem with John Rahm, is he wouldn't be able to recover from that one or two mistakes he makes, right? That was kind of the concept with Rahm and fading him. And it's not over yet. I mean, he's 3 under right now, but it's not over yet. But the guy, the fade of the day, guys, right now is jump on your book and go fade Sergio Garcia in every matchup that you can possibly get. And when you're going to say, well, why, Joe? What happened to Sergio? Well, Sergio was 2 under yesterday, right?
-2, yeah.
-2. And you would think, just looking at the scores, much like Justin Rose, like, oh, 6 under, guy must have been on fire. Yeah, no. Outside of 22 putts, the guy was atrocious. But Sergio, afterwards, right, does an interview, and he talks about, he said this, and I'll quote it, right? After shooting -2, I feel horrible. I can say it louder, but not clearer. I felt horrible. So you have to look at that and go, well, looks like Sergio thinks his game is an absolute mess despite shooting 2 under, which I think, you know, there was a half a smirk on Justin Rose yesterday, too, going, Oh, yeah, that was a nice round. Yeah, 22 putts. You can please. What? So, you know, that kind of response, a guy that shoots 2-under in a U.S. Open opening round, Dan, what should be the response? Yeah, felt good. I might have left a few shots out there. He sounded like a dude that shot 80, not a dude that shoots, you know, shot 69. So to me, for Sergio to make it a point to let everybody know how he, you know, how terrible he feels and how he played horribly, you know, that to me says there's some doubt creeping into Sergio Garcia right now. And Sergio's also been a guy, can we be realistic? We've seen him get thrown off golf courses this year. We've seen John Ram-esque meltdowns, have we not? So
that's what we were kind of looking for, right? The head cases. We talked about
he's
Bubba
also
Watson.
In 7 consecutive major starts. So I'm looking at Sergio and fade his ass all day long because above the shoulders, Dane, it ain't there, man. There's doubt. And we know what's the number one killer of a golfer's ability to win a tournament?
Doubt. Mental game.
Yeah, confidence. So Sergio is your fade, your Friday fade of the day.
I like that, you know, and interesting. I also think it's very intriguing what you say about the USGA, you know, how they maybe have learned their lesson from tinkering a little bit too much. But you're right, Joe, 39 players shot under par yesterday. That's not what you expect in a U.S. Open. You know, we were talking about, like, could the winning score be only, like, -5 or something like that. So we'll see as people come on back. And one other thing I would say real quick, Joe, is we got to give it to Sooner Lisa, right? She was on Stenson and Molinari, both of them with good first rounds, both of them sitting at -3, tied for 8th. So we will see what happens today, second time around on this course. You know, I got to put all my chips with Xander Schauffele at this point. He was the only one of my guys who's up there at the top at -5. But very interesting. You're right. You would think people who shot -2 are like, hey, just day one, it's still early, but you got to give yourself a chance to win, whatever the coach speak is, right?
Yes.
But if Sergio himself doesn't feel like his game is in good form, and we said this course could really be prone to the blow-up, I'm with you. I'm going to look at some matchups over the break, and I'm going to start laying some chuckles. I got to win this Warriors money back.
Yeah, we will get you. We'll get you caught up with that. Plus, of course, we've got your matchups of the day here. And maybe the odds changed on the ultimate winner. We'll tell you about that as well.
At the window.
All right, they go to the injury. They want to see their team win. Don't we all want to see our favorite teams win? I mean, the cheering, the fact that Kevin Durant's not going to be in game is harsh, but is it that unexpected? Why are we so surprised? It's because it's Toronto. If it was some other city like Philadelphia, it would be a one day if that story, and then they'd move on. All fan bases, you have that certain percentage of fan bases that are classless.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com for total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Well, it is Friday, an exhausting Friday, but you got to pick up the pieces there, guys, and move on because, let's face it, we got U.S. Open going on. We got Major League Baseball this weekend. A lot happening here. Plenty of opportunities. Women's World Cup. And our boy Charles Michel, of course, will be back with us next hour. He does have
some of his
World Cup plays that he loves here, much like he did the other day with the U.S. team in Thailand. He called it over and over. And he does have a couple of those monster soccer plays here for the World Cup he'll share with us coming up next hour. And looking forward to that too. Dane Martinez here, Gerinari on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we're talking some U.S. Open matchups and those types of things as we head into day two. I find it interesting the overall winner odds too, Dane. I don't know if you saw this, but of course, through what, six holes there yesterday, it kind of looked like here he goes again, Brooks Koepka. Yeah, he's already four under through five. He's going to be running away with this damn thing again. The guy is like a machine. And it did look like that's what was going to happen. But a couple of mistakes there on the back. He shot a 269. So, which is good because I would think that 69 now, he's two shots, four shots off the lead. So you got to go. Right. This is probably going to be the best number to pick up Brooks Koepka to win the tournament than it was prior, being, you know, eight to one, somewhere along those lines. But what are you showing him at FanDuel? Because it looks like the number is at least that or even lower than he was pre-tournament, right, despite being outside of the top 10, correct?
Yeah, that's interesting. Over at FanDuel, he's pretty much exactly where he was. Right now, he's at plus 850. He is still the third choice. Right now, crazy. Or tied for the third choice. Right now, you got Justin Rose as the favorite, the leader, at plus 600. Then Rory at plus 700. Then at plus 850, you have Koepka and my new guy, Xander Schauffele.
Interesting, man. Yeah, and I don't know. You would expect, like, oh, he's four strokes off the lead. He showed that he was human there on the back. You would think that you might be able to hop on him at, 11-1. Four shots off. Even the books, I think the books made a conscious effort and all agreed we are not losing any more money
on him,
on Brooks Koepka winning a major, especially the U.S. Open, because they have gotten it handed to them over the last couple of years. They are not going to lose
liability.
Anybody else, but the books actually are going anybody else, but Brooks Koepka. And I got to tell you, too, where I was a little miffed yesterday. I was big on Jordan Spieth.
Right.
And Jordan Spieth, who just couldn't get it going. Yeah, he made some stupid shots there. He was very consistent. He's kind of like a par machine. He made a couple of stupid bogeys, but got one back. He only had one birdie. He had an opportunity, couldn't make some putts. But I don't know if you saw him. He went after his caddy yesterday. John rammed it. He went totally passive aggressive on his caddy. There was a hole there on the back where you have to lay up, right? It was a par five. You had to lay up before a ravine, and then, you know, the next shot goes in.
Sixth hole, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and he turns around. He gets up, right? He picks the club. He hits it, and he drops it right in the water. Like, that is cardinal sin number one. Like, when you're laying up, lay up. The whole point of you laying up is because you're not going in the water, right?
Exactly, right.
So to get it wrong on the eighth hole is beyond me. But, of course, you know, he's playing with Tiger, so the microphone is ultimately in his face. And he turns around and he goes, you know, because the tee shot was Aaron 2 there. So he gets up and he goes, hey, two perfect shots there, Michael. You got me one in the water and one over the green. So he goes passive aggressive.
Done, right? Not the play, I'm sure it's not the actual ball striking.
Right. So for a dude who, and his caddy's been with him a long, long time. So, and I get it. It's kind of like, let's figure like a quarterback yelling at his wide, like, dude, you're supposed to run this route. You didn't. But the blame game as a golfer, especially with how much we've told the caddy doesn't have the final say, and the caddy's not hitting the shot, just kind of a bad look. And I he should have been better than he was yesterday. And I do think that today you will see a better Jordan Spieth. But I didn't like the idea that he drains one in the drink on a layup shot, and then turns to his caddy and blames him for the not giving him the right club. Like, what the hell are you doing there, Jordan? Like, you're the one swinging the club, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we said it before, one of the things that we're looking for in this tournament are guys that might fly off the handle, right?
Right.
Guys that may not be able to keep it together between the ears. And we've been talking about Jordan Spieth for the better part of a month, you know, when he's been kind of out of form. Is it between the ears? And then it looked like maybe he was turning a corner over the last couple of weeks. But if this is anything to show, you know, maybe he's not fully locked in mentally, the discipline required to do this for another 3 days. That's the exact symptom we were looking for. That's why we were fading John Rahm. That's why we were fading like a Bubba Watson or a DeChambeau, you know, that sort of thing. So maybe what we're seeing is reason why it's not there right now. He's not locked in mentally. But absolutely, you know, I'm almost sure I would like to have a caddy when I play golf so I could yell at him and blame the caddy for what is clearly my mistakes.
Very embarrassing. I mean, to be a pro, go, all right, we're going to lay up here. And then we're going to go, you know, then we'll have a smoke. And then you missed the layup shot. Like, you know, it was. Right. And I do think.
Whole point, laying up is being conservative, not going in the water.
And I think playing with Tiger, the crowds were, I do think there was. I do think with him, I think it was just there was a little bit more pressure than normal there. And Tiger, by the way, also scrambled all over the place. Wasn't great. But he was one under par, so he is still within five shots of the lead. But there is a guy, Dane, that I bet here today. That's a big number that I watched yesterday. That I would say, guys, if you want to take a flyer on a big number, the guy probably to do it is Aaron Wise, who I think you should be able. I got him at 52-1. What are you showing Aaron Wise right now
to win the tournament?
Yeah.
Let's see. I am scrolling. Put it this way. Yeah. I mean, you know, huge
I love
number, whatever it is. I can't even find him.
Yeah. He should be, he should have been somewhere around. And I do think, what is he? 3 or 4 under par right now for the
he's
tournament or 5 under. I'm sorry. He's 5 under, for the
he's
tournament.
5 under. He's tied with Louis U, Shoffley and Fowler.
Yes. Yeah. And this is a guy that is real. I mean, he looked really, really good. Guy in the middle, up and down from everywhere. This is a guy that is just one shot off the lead. And instead of being, under 20 to 1, what is
him.
He?
He's at 41 to 1. He's at plus 4,100.
Yeah.
Right
there
now,
you go,
at the
guys.
Same level, ironically, at the same level as John Rahm and
Thank
Matsuyama.
You. Yeah, he's got game, man, and I do think that if you're looking for somebody in there that's not the Ricky Fowlers or the Rorys or the single digits, 40-1 on a guy that's within a stroke lead that's got game, why not put a couple of bucks on a dude who's 40-1? And it's obviously coming down because he was over 50-1 last night when I hopped on it. But like you said, I'm scrolling. I can't find him. So Aaron Wise would be my suggestion there. And did you find anything today? Have you looked at anything that you matchup-wise saying that you were interested in?
I'm fading Sergio, Joe. I'm taking you to the bank, brother, man. And I found, interestingly enough, I found him heads up against a guy who I've been saying I liked. Okay, I got him. I got our guy Tommy Fleetwood.
Really?
Against? Oh yeah, I got Tommy Fleetwood. I'm laying the stroke. I'm laying half a stroke. Okay, but if I lay a half a stroke, I get Tommy Fleetwood against Sergio at +105. If I lay the half a stroke.
Wow,
that's what I did.
I didn't even see that matchup, man. Fleetwood and Garcia, I love that. Give me Fleetwood all day long. What? I'm curious here from a prop standpoint. If our friends at FanDuel, what do you think the low score is going to be? If you can find the low anything to do with Justin Rose, low score of the day, that kind of thing today.
All right, let's see what we can find. Absolutely.
And there was a prop yesterday that I actually cashed, Dan. We talked about it here on the show, and I was laughing because I forgot. It was the only prop I played yesterday. And when I was, when I logged into the book later in the day, I had just a lot more money in my account. Then I'm like, what the hell? What happened? Right? None of these, I've got tournament bad. I'm like, I don't have anything going on here. The hole in one cashed out on the first day. There was already a hole in one. Cracked me because I had no idea. I was like, and I forgot about it. I'm like, I got scrubbed. Like, what is going? And then I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's a glitch. They're probably, it's gonna. And then, I'm watching the highlights last night, and I realized there was a hole in one on the first day. I was crying.
Hysterical. That's hysterical. Yeah. I can't find any low score of the day just yet. Will he shoot
a certain number, like under or over?
Yeah, got Rose at 69.5, which would be what, between 1 and 2 under par. But it seems like that's the number they're hanging for a lot of the big guys. Okay, DJ, Rory, Koepka, Tiger, Rose, those are all 69.5. Jerome, even Xander. Fowler. I'm looking to see if I can find a Sergio number so I could fade that as well.
Yes.
It looks like they're pretty hanging 69.5.
I'm looking for that one right now, as a matter of fact. I'm looking for
matchup. And then I'm going to lay the half stroke and get it at plus money because I think it's like minus one heads up.
Perfect. Doing that right now. Coming up. Are the Warriors finished? We'll talk about that next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a Sportsway wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
So if you are serious about fantasy football, and my suggestion is you start to get serious about fantasy football, then it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Good news, Roto Experts has you covered. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Now, you got Davis Maddock, you got the Roto Experts. They're providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, NFL draft content, you name it, just every day of the year in order to give you guys an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. So you can save 10% now at rotoexperts.com. Promo code FNTSY. That is 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
Hey, let's not forget
Father's Day this weekend.
As you know, Father's Day is right around the corner.
So is everybody excited for Father's Day on Sunday?
Where's my Father's Day present?
I don't celebrate Father's Day.
I'm sorry, but who made Father's Day the dirty stepchild of holidays?
You gotta call him up for Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
I'm not your father.
The worst Father's Day ever.
This one's for Dad.
This is for you, Dad.
Showtime.
That's it. Father's Day as well. And a big shout out to the dads, future dads, current dads, all over the country. It is time to do a little celebration. And U.S. Open time means, of course, right, Dane? That means it is Father's Day in and around. Yeah. So, you know, maybe get a round of golf in if the weather cooperates. You know, mostly I think dads are all about leave me the hell alone. Good stuff.
That's right.
How's that? Yeah, give me a beer and just leave me alone. Let you know, no odd jobs. Not going to Bed and Bath and Beyond.
Right.
Yeah, and even guys, if you're not a dad, just use the whole "well, I will be" excuse. It's worked wonders for me.
I like that, Joe. I like that.
Yeah,
Joe.
Yeah. I you know, and listen. Also, use you know, I could be. Don't know. That's a possibility.
No. And also, Joe, I got to tell you something. As you know, previous to this, I did a lot of work in education.
Yes.
And I won't get on a soapbox, right? But being a man of color in the education world is not mm-hmm. easy. So, like, on some level, I've been a father figure to thousands of kids.
Ooh, I love that. See, use it. You deserve a day off, man. You
Thank
deserve
you,
to be pampered. You need to, you know. You need. I hope the fiance goes yeah. out of the way there to make sure that you have nothing to do on Sunday and just showers you with Doritos and beer or something along those lines.
Well, we're gonna go see my stepdad in the Bronx. We're gonna go over there. He wanted, and so what we are doing, we are going. He likes the hibachi. Okay, mm-hmm. so we're doing a little hibachi lunch. You know, where we sit around the table, they flip it up, they flip the shrimp in your mouth, all that good stuff. That's what he wanted to do. So we're going to get together. We're going to watch the U.S. women, and then we're going to do a little hibachi action. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. But happy Father's Day from all of us here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Make It Rain. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy your weekend, guys. And if you cashed on the Raptors, because I don't know, you listen to Make It Rain, and you went ahead and played that in the Blues, congratulations. It's going to be one hell of a Father's Day. Now, a little disappointed, of course, for the Golden State Warriors and for their fans, and certainly for those that ended up backing them. It was a hell of a run, right? I mean, let us not forget that what we witnessed here, even in loss, was an unbelievable, and I mean absolutely unbelievable, performance, run. You guys, not only the Golden State Warriors, they changed the game. Am I right? Yeah. I mean, they changed the game. And
they changed the math and the geometry of basketball.
Everything.
Three is better than two. They changed spacing. You know, there was a stretch in there, Joe. Remember when, like, Steph Curry was routinely pulling up from, like, 35, you know, in that year? They changed what I say is the geometry of the game and spacing as well. Adam Silver said it on the dais yesterday. The Warriors went to five straight finals, something that hadn't been done since, like, you know, Red Auerbach Celtics or something like that.
It's crazy. And more than anything else, I think the fight that they showed, not just in the finals, but throughout the playoffs, overcoming multiple injuries. I mean, guys, decimated like we've never, ever seen. And it was, Kevin Durant was
15 players in the world.
Yeah, Kevin Durant was obviously a monster loss for them. But also, don't forget, that Klay Thompson going out in the third, not being able to finish that game in the fourth because he blew out his ACL. That was, even then, that game should not have been really close. And the back and forth, the 18 lead changes and the always within 2 or 3 points and back, I mean, they hung so tough, even when all the odds were against them. And it just goes to show you the character of the guys, the organization, unbelievable heart of a champion there. And even in defeat, you can learn a little something there about how good these guys were. And even though they didn't win, let the legacy show that these guys never rolled over. Even in defeat, they were always fighting and crawling. And we always say how the Golden State Warriors, a lot of people pointed to them, say, oh, they got every break. Well, what happened when they didn't get the breaks? Well, what happened when they didn't get the breaks, guys, is they fought even harder with a bunch of dudes who you wouldn't put on a rec team, much less, carry the bench on the Golden State Warriors. So the question remains now, what happens next? Because the offseason, to say an offseason of uncertainty, that's not even giving enough justice. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson set to become unrestricted free agents, right? Now they're both dealing with half a year to a year-long injuries, plus the team's leaving Oakland, going to San Francisco over the summer, so they're going to be playing games in the new Chase Center next year. And so you have a lot of people that are saying, great run, it's over. They asked Draymond last night, what do you think of this thing? What do you think it's going to be? And to his credit, he's like, listen, is it going to be different? Yeah, it's going to be different. But guys, we're not going anywhere. Let's not write the Warriors off because they didn't win their third consecutive title. But, the fifth appearance there. I don't think they are in a position, Dane, where we've seen other franchises that had these crazy runs. The fall off the cliff was pretty dramatic. Right. And it's usually because guys were, retiring or, it wasn't because of free agency like it was here. It was more where, guys just, it came to the end of the road and they lost some guys and they weren't going to pay it. They're on the wrong side of 30. But I don't see that with this team because you don't know what Kevin Durant's going to do, but let's just assume Kevin Durant moves on, right? That means you're going to have a whole lot of money to free up to offer a max contract to Klay Thompson, right? Klay Thompson, in all likelihood, will come back. So you still have a 31-year-old Steph Curry in his prime. You got a 29-year-old Draymond Green, who is an all-star, who is still the heart of that team. He is there. And so if you're any good as an organization, right, including the crying president there of the organization, there are plenty of options in free agency this year that you can go out. You need to restock. but you still have two as a foundation, and in all likelihood, sure, getting the third back in the second half of the season. The Warriors are not this team that is just all of a sudden going to become a 25-win team. They are still going to be dangerous, and depending on the moves they make, they're still going to be extremely competitive coming out of the West. So I wouldn't stick a fork in the Golden State Warriors just yet, Dane.
I agree with that. But when I say, like, you know, we turn the page or the door is open, you got to remember, Joe, for the last 4 or 5 years, like, the Warriors have been favorites against the field to win the NBA championship, okay? So what I'm saying, I think, is done is that era of invincibility, right? This idea that it was the Golden State Warriors and a huge gap to everyone else where it was like, oh, my God, no one will ever be able to beat them. I'm saying that, in my opinion, is pretty much that aura, that level of dominance, I do believe, is coming to an end. I do believe it is more competitive out there. But to your point, Joe, I have on the FanDuel Sportsbook right now odds for 2020. Next year, you know, they put them out right away. Joe, the Golden State Warriors are the favorites to win the Western Conference right now. Okay,
there you go.
So I think that Golden State Warriors have the same odds as the Toronto Raptors to win the NBA championship. But, like, this is not what I would bet on these futures, remember, because we got the draft, we got free agency, we got trades, you know. And, like, honestly, right now, though, what also may happen, because they know Clay is probably out until at least the All-Star break next year, other teams are going to really take their shot. Remember things like Paul George with the 1 year in Oklahoma City, Kawhi with 1 year potentially in Toronto. I encourage teams, like I've always said, like the Portland Trailblazers, the Denver Nuggets, other teams that might be there, take a shot at maybe the 1 year rental of an Anthony Davis, of a Bradley Beal, of whoever it might be, of a Chris Paul, and see if that can do something for you, because the door is open. But Joe, who do you think is the favorite to win the NBA championship next year right now on FanDuel?
I would say coming out of the West, am I close?
No, if it's not, it's Milwaukee. For the NBA championship.
It's either Milwaukee or Houston.
The Milwaukee Bucks are your favorites right now to win the NBA championship at plus 480. But no, Joe, I mean, then it's the Golden State Warriors.
Warriors.
Are the second choice. Golden State and Toronto are tied at plus 600. Then at the next level, you're going to think this is hysterical. The Houston Rockets have the same number as
the Knicks.
The Los Angeles Lakers, Joe. The Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe people think that, yo, if Anthony Davis does work his way to L.A., is AD and LeBron at this point with maybe, you know, no Clay and drama in Houston and, you know, Portland and Denver still ascending, Utah maybe in that category as well. Maybe people think AD and LeBron is enough to get it done now.
Yeah, I don't know.
The 76ers are interesting. Plus 1,100 for Philadelphia. Yep. That's interesting when Toronto may not have Kawhi. And, you know, I mentioned it to you before. I asked you before. I'll ask you again. Do you view the 76ers better now? Okay, they went to game 7 and had a 4-bouncer against the NBA champion. You know, like, do you view the Sixers as better now? Because you talk about Steph Curry is still in it and Draymond in his prime. The Sixers are still little young guns. And I know maybe Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, those are free agents. But, you know, the Simmons and Embiids of the world, they are still there, Joe.
They are. And
they're like 23 years old.
The interesting thing to me about that is, guys, do not forget, the books are, they're not idiots, right? So the odds that they come out with right now, I can assure you, those odds are changing right after the draft. And
the draft,
once
and
January 1st, once July comes, everything is going to change there. So I wouldn't go anywhere near the futures until after the draft and we know who's going where.
Well, that's because some of these guys sign. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving.
All of that is, you know, they're hoping guys that that bet on the Warriors who are, you know, all pissed up. Well, you're damn right. Let me hop on them now.
Right.
Well, you're all guys. Everybody slow down. This is even more fans, guys. Slow down, because they, in all likelihood, in the next couple of weeks are not going to be the favorites. There's going to be some jockeying.
Chris Middleton, potentially.
Yeah.
You know,
there's going
to
be jockeying.
The Brooklyn Nets are at 24-1 right now. But, you know, Kyrie could get there, and they got a space for two max guys.
Well,
you know, the power dynamics will shift.
Clippers and Brooklyn, teams that are going to be in the 20s, somewhere along those lines, those numbers are only going to get better.
They're going to get shorter.
Yeah, if you are back or there, they're only going to get way shorter. So once they sign those max players. So right now, it's worth a flyer on them simply because
you can anticipate the move, the free agency moves, right? Like if you got Cleveland before they signed LeBron and you went back home that year, you were happy.
Yep, that's correct. There is some strategy there, but get on them now. Clipper fans, Brooklyn fans, go get yourself a big number. Hour number two next, Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Full-time fantasy.
You know, Adam, I always look for the pathway, right? I just don't see a pathway to a World Series. I don't see it, dude.
I don't see the pathway to playoffs.
I just don't. The Braves are getting better, and they've got a lot of young arms. I mean, they sucked for a bunch of years, but they're getting better. Acuna and Riley. Marlins, I see a pathway to the Marlins making the playoffs. I see a pathway for the Marlins more than I do for the Mets. How embarrassing is that?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, people, big final hour coming up here on the Friday edition of Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. German Arian, Dane Martinez. And yes, guys, it is a crazy week of championships, crowning new champs in both the NHL and the NBA. And we'll have a little reprieve here for a week or so before the drama continues. We got the NBA draft. We've got the free agency period, who, what, where, and how. We've got future odds now for the NBA out. And, you know, I'm wondering what the odds are going to be, and we'll monitor this. But you had just mentioned early on, we've got, you know, Golden State listed as the second or third favorite for a championship next year, which is probably a little ridiculous. It's probably not going to stay that way. Milwaukee atop and then Golden State. But I'm wondering if there is, and I can't wait to see what the prop is, that Golden State doesn't make the playoffs next year. Because I do think
that would be a little bit of recency bias and the pendulum swinging a little bit far.
Well, because I'm interested to see what they have priced at from that standpoint, because I think, you know, listen, realistically, guys, depending on you've got, even if Durant wanted to come back, he's gone a year, right? And yes. Even if he did come back, he probably wouldn't be available until the playoffs.
Right.
Klay is not going to be available, knock on wood, everything goes all right, till like February.
March, maybe? Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, February, March. So the damage could already be done out of the West. You know, what kind of team are you putting next to Iguodala, Green, and Steph? What kind of load management are we looking at here? Are you going to burn these guys out trying to, you know, I don't know what kind of team you can put around them. You're not going to get any big agent. So, you know, maybe Boogie comes back and,
right.
You know, but obviously you've got to get guys that can play, not like the guys you had on the bench there. So it to me, there's too many. There's a lot of question marks around them. The following year, you know, maybe. But I think the damage, there's a chance that damage might be done. So I don't know what I know what the number is to win the championship for them. Right. I'm wondering what the fade number is not to make the playoffs. Because that might be something worth taking a look at there, guys.
Here's what I'll say. The Clippers went 14 games over 500 last year to get the 8th seed in the West.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
14 games over.
We'll talk more about that coming up. Final hour, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.